Praise God, hallelujah. Good morning. My name is Shola Denika, and by God's grace, I will have a privilege this morning to be teaching on what you need to run a profitable business post-COVID-19 era. I want to use this opportunity to thank Pastor Sheikh Gombaje for giving me this opportunity to minister to God's people. Quickly, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, we give you all the praise, we give you the adoration. We thank you for this awesome opportunity to gather to learn at your feet this morning. We thank you because the entrance of your word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Lord, as I teach this morning, make me your mouthpiece. Help me to speak healing to someone's mind. Help me to transform someone by the utterance you gave me this morning. Lord, I capture every heart present here this morning. I speak to every heart. I say you receive God's word in the name of Jesus. You are transformed by this word in the name of Jesus. At the end of the session, you will not remain the same again. Thank you, everlasting Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, the most important word today in the world we live in is COVID-19. But that is not the greatest name. The name of Jesus is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What we're going to be looking at this morning is what you need to know to run a profitable business post-COVID-19 era. What you need to know. Know is important. Knowledge is what is going to distinguish people in these times and season. People are going to know differently. People are going to perceive differently. One of the things I want to encourage God's children is that don't let what troubles their heart trouble you in this season. Rather, focus your attention that this season is my own season of opportunities. Even the children of the world, they are using this time as an opportunity. So in the last few days, I've been working with a Chinese person who wants to establish a disposable mask company in Nigeria. And we're working seriously, sending mails, copying these, you know. And honestly, when we're doing the financials yesterday, the margins are blessed. Let me just leave it at that. Why? Because someone is looking at the situation and is seeing opportunities. What you need to know. Because you need to know differently to produce differently in this season. And what I'll be teaching on this morning will be focused a lot on the mind. Because I have seen that in these times and season, a lot rests on the mind. A lot rests on the mind. A lot rests on the mind. So I'm going to be teaching what you need to know to run a profitable business called COVID-19 era. Yes, you can have a profitable, you can thrive, you can flow in abundance. Hallelujah. The first thing I want you to understand is change is the name of the game. The world we live in today is at a point of inflection. A point of inflection is a point of change. Change is happening, and is happening big time. Change is the name of the game. You know, someone said the only thing that is constant in life is change. I know what the last 3 weeks has shown every one of us is change can happen so fast. The kind of disruptions we've had in our life in the past few weeks, it's something a lot of us could not have even imagined. We could not have imagined it. We could not have imagined that a time is going to come in which the whole world, practically the whole world, will be in a lockdown. Why? Because of COVID-19. But what has happened is change. So things we thought, wow, we can't do without it. We've all had to, a lot of people have had to download a lot of apps in the last few weeks. I've had to download MixLR. People have had to download different apps they didn't know. People have had to know that now there's something called Zoom. In my office, we pay for Google Suits. Of course, we have access, because we pay for Google Suits, we have access to Google Hangout and Google Meet, which we have never used before. But in this season, we've had to go and use it. Why? Because the times have changed. So one of the things is change is the name of the game. What the world is going through is going through change. And the earlier you start beginning to ask yourself that, how would this change impact on my business, on my ideas, on my job? First and foremost, for a lot of us who have jobs, I want to encourage you. You work in a company, you're an employee. I think it is wisdom for you to sit down today and begin to ask yourself, how does my job, how does my employer fit into a post-COVID-19 era? Don't wait for your employer to tell you, I don't need your services anymore. You need to be proactive. You need to sit down and really ask yourself, what happens to my job post-COVID-19? Yes, I know the Lord shall supply all your needs. I know the Lord will provide for you. I don't want to tell you you're not going to lose your job. I want you to be thoughtful enough to say, what does my employment, what does my career look like post-COVID-19? It is important. Look at what's happening in the schools. So the third term is starting on Monday, and children are going to have to sit in front of their laptops at home and do school. Imagine a business that has been structured around physical presence in school. A whole third term, nothing is going to happen. So imagine the cleaners in schools. Imagine the bus drivers. Imagine the receptionists, the child minders. You know, most of the schools, there are two teachers. One is the person teaching, the other person is just a child minder. Imagine that person's job. Imagine the people doing a couple of things in the school who are not even the core teachers. Before we even get to core teachers, just imagine all of those people. Today, whether you like it or not, for the next 3 months, their skills is not going to be required. Or for the next few weeks, hoping that schools can go back. But in pandemics, schools are usually the last institutions to go back to normalcy. That's the truth. So we need to do some fact checking. So you need to sit back and ask yourself, in what I do, I've just used a school as an example, but you need to be able to ask yourself that, in what I do, how does a post-COVID era look like for me? Because when you are able to have that thought process, even if you work for a company, you can begin to advise your company, say, this is what I think is going to happen to us. Why don't we reposition ourselves like this? Yeah. Because right now, I can tell you, there are a lot of things that can change, that is going to change so fast. So you need to be able to say, how will this change impact on my job? What I do every day, where my daily bread comes from. Because if your employer does not make money, I think it is just being funny to just expect that the employer is going to continue to pay you. Yes, the company may have reserves. They may pay you first month, they pay you second month, but how long can they continue to pay without value being created? You need to be able to say, how does this affect my business? There are some businesses that, because of COVID-19, in that sense, they're going to be shut down. Look at event planners. Nobody's having events. Social distancing, things that bring people together. Look at, since the beginning of this lockdown, the fuel I bought in my car has been there, full tank, all through. I drove somewhere yesterday, I was on full tank because everywhere was free. So, whether I like it or not, these are things we will have used, bus drivers. There are a lot of things to think of about. You need to ask yourself, how does this, my world, change? Yes, there will be some normalcy the world will restore to after COVID-19, but there are some things that have changed forever. We need to tell ourselves the truth. There are some things that have changed forever. And you need to challenge your ideas. How does my idea, these ideas are, so for those of us that have not started our businesses, who have ideas, how does this my idea pan out? How is a post-COVID era going to impact on my idea? And these are also times to bring fresh ideas. And that takes me to my third point, that you have to understand the winners and losers in the post-COVID world. I'll go through 5 industries quickly and show you how a post-COVID era will impact on these industries quickly. Just run through them. Number one, education. I've talked a lot about education, using the education as an example this morning. The truth you have today is that because of what has happened in the educational sector, then a lot of schools are going to have to do a lot of virtual learning. That means a school in Ikoyi that charges me so high can actually have a competition with a school probably on the mainland because it's still the same virtual lesson I'm going to learn. That's the truth. In fact, for all I care, I can ensure my child is doing virtual learning in a school in London or a school in New York. So what does that mean? It means competition has changed. Yes, you may say that after COVID-19, the world is going to go back and return to school. But you have to understand that that may not be for everybody. That you have already shown people a possibility. And once you've shown people the possibility, some people are going to try it out. People are going to look at the fact that, so why do I need to continue doing extramural lessons? Extramural lessons that people do after school. When my child can be at home and connect and learn it. People are going to challenge the curriculum. What curriculum are you using to teach my child? So for the first time, you'll see that parents may even get more involved in the education and saying, let me even see what I'm paying value for. What value am I even paying? So what are you exactly teaching my child and you're charging me this high for? So right now, the real value proposition is being questioned. And you see, even across the whole globe, you see people like Harvard offering free courses, Lagos Business School offering free courses. This is what people were charging a premium for before. So it's those industries. I've talked about education. Let me talk about commerce and online. In the last few days, some people have, for the first time in their life, they've ordered online. Yeah. People who have never attempted to buy online are now buying online. So e-commerce is expected to be on the rise. Telecommunications. I've used so much data in the last few days. And yes, you may say, so how does this apply post-COVID-19? Yeah, the truth is, now a lot of people are used to Zoom meetings, Google Hangout meetings. So a number of meetings that I would have woken up and said, I'm leaving my office in Marina to go and attend in Ikeja. Even after COVID-19, I'm going to tell myself, why do I need to do that? Because during COVID-19, I was doing online meetings and we're effective. So what's going to happen is that people are going to understand how to be effective using online models, using online communication in this season. Once they've gotten used to it, then after it, they're going to tell themselves, why do I need to drive through traffic from Ikeja to VI to come and hold a meeting? A meeting that I can just hold online. So, of course, data consumptions, telecoms, and all of that. Food and agriculture. A lot of us have seen how important food and agriculture is. One thing with this lockdown is that every one of us have had to be eating. Praise God. Except you've been on the dry fast all these days. But you've been eating food and agriculture. And, of course, if you also look at the international landscape, you begin to see how different countries of the world look at India. India banned the export of drugs. Because India wants to be sure that, do I have enough drugs in my country before I start exporting to the world? Look at what US did. US banned the export of N95 masks by 3M, saying that Canada, the same thing. Countries of the world are telling them, so, like, let me focus on self-sufficiency. So this concept of we're all together, and it's being challenged every day by this. Healthcare delivery. Today, for the first time, a lot of people are accessing healthcare online on using telecommunications. In fact, there was a time people used to feel like it is wrong medically to seek for medical advice online. But right now, that is what is happening in the COVID-19 era. So people are saying, if this can happen during COVID-19, it can continue after. Telemedicine is being pushed, is being absorbed, because right now, you know, the people going to the hospital have COVID-19. So you know that your only problem is headache and malaria. I just want to talk to a doctor online who tells you what to do. So you move on. Because you don't want to go to the hospital. Because, you know, when you go to the hospital, the chances of even getting infected is more. So it's important for you to understand who are the winners and who are the losers in these times. Of course, event planning, as it used to be, has to be redefined. Commercial properties. Whether you like it or not, because right now all offices are closed down. There are people that after this, working from home will become default. What I want to do, particularly for my team, I want to be able to get people to work remotely at least 2 days a week after COVID-19 is my heart desire. I don't want everybody to still come enter traffic. If we could do it during COVID-19, why should we all come back to the office after COVID-19? People should be able to work remotely. And that is what is going to happen across organization. So you need to be able to sit down and think through and say, how does my ideas, my business, how does it pan out? What are the winners and losers, and how am I positioned? Then the next thing in how to run a profitable business post-COVID-19 is never focus on the noise. Yes, everybody knows after COVID-19, the expert says there's going to be a global recession. And it's not far-fetched. Why do they say there's going to be global recession? GDP growth is going to be negative. A lot of countries are not producing anything right now. People are on a lockdown. Economic activities is not being done. So, and you have to think about it logically. Think about the traders, the guy in Marina who are selling wares, clothes, bags, things like that. They are not open for business. You and I, we are not buying those things. Those guys' economic income is shut up. When their economic income is shut up, the things they should do with money, they don't do with money. Some employers are going to have to lay off. Imagine, look at airlines, look at people in the airline industry, travel agencies, people are not going to be traveling. Even after this recession, of course, one of the greatest losers in the post-COVID era, for a long time, is going to be the travel industry. The travel industry is going to lose a significant amount of money because right now, you don't even want to travel anywhere. Even if somebody gives you a free ticket, because of the risks. And so all of that, because they are a loser. So you need to ask yourself, how does it play out? How does it align with the winners and the losers? But the point I'm trying to make is never focus on the noise. The experts say there's going to be a global recession after this. But you have to focus on the opportunities. You have to focus on the opportunities. You have to see that all this thing of global recession and everything is noise. Yes, they are truths. Or they are facts, they are not truths. In your life, you must be able to say that this thing is a fact, but it is not my truth. Your truth must be opportunities. 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 The greatest challenge in recession is that people shut down their mind. You know, when he will say, there's a recession now, there's this tendency to say, if I am poor, is understandable, everybody is poor because there's a recession. If I'm not selling, my business is not selling, it's understandable. Because we're in a recession, everybody is not selling. So, and that is what a recession does to you. A recession helps you to, accept the negative. You know, your mind plays a critical role in how you maximize opportunities. You must be able to tell yourself the world is in a recession. The economy I run by is not in a recession. God is not on a recession. God is not on a recession. Hallelujah. And it's something that I want you to be able, it's critical. Because your mind plays a critical role. Your mind plays a critical role. I don't want your mind to shut down in this recession. Yeah, there's going to be a recession. I can tell you that I'm an expert also. At least there's a 95% or a 97% chance that there's going to be a recession. Why? Because look at crude oil. Crude oil, it's getting to almost $20. Bonny Light, one of our flagship crude in Nigeria, is currently being offered in the market for less than $15. And our budget as a country was earlier done based on 57. We have revised the budget now. We revised to a benchmark price of $30. Now our benchmark crude is still below that. What it tells you is that things are not going to be normal. As there's going to be some economic hardship here and there. Let me be honest with you, states are going to default on their salaries. The crude oil price stays that way it is because they will have to understand the way the structure of Nigeria operates. We operate what we call a federal allocation structure in which we sell the crude oil, we put the money in a single account, then we share to all states according to a sharing formula. Now, the problem is that if less money comes into the central account, less money gets to some people. And some people cannot meet their wage bill. Some people have borrowed money against that money that is coming from FARC. And if they borrowed money, those repayments will have to go or something happens. So the point is that some states are going to default on salaries. And of course, all of this is going to happen. But what I want you to focus on is the fact that there are going to be a lot of opportunities. Opportunities. And you need to focus your mind on opportunities. Quickly, I'm going to share a concept which I've called the law of recognition. Your mind attracts what it recognizes. Your mind. It's like, permits me, it's like this theory of the subconscious mind. There's a way people want to make it look like it's science, it's something. No, It's still the concept on which faith operates. Your mind, you attract what your mind recognizes. Let me quickly give you a simple way to understand how this works. Your mind relates with what it knows and repels what it does not know. So if your mind is trained to understand only recession, your mind will attract what corroborates recession, and your mind will repel what corroborates prosperity. Say God forbid. You must position your mind in this season to attract prosperity. So let me quickly explain how this law of recognition works. And I'll use it with a very simple example. A lot of us may be able to relate to it. Imagine you have decided to buy a particular car. Maybe you wanted to buy a Toyota Corolla. You began to do your research. Although, let me use Toyota Corolla because it's already a common car. But yes, let me use Toyota Corolla. So you have done your research. You've checked it out online. You've seen it. You've checked out the fuel efficiency. And now you're ready to buy it. Once you have decided to buy it, you have done some research, you have focused your mind on it, let me tell you what happens. Everywhere you begin to go from that point, you begin to see the same vehicle you wanted to buy. And you're like, I saw a green one here, I saw a blue one here, I saw a black one here. It's like the car is not everywhere suddenly. Yeah. The truth is that the car has always been there, but your mind was not trained or able to see it. Your mind was always repelling it. Why? Because the consciousness was not in you. Your mind was repelling it. When you allow the concept of recession in your mind, you accept only the things that corroborate a recession. And I want to warn Christians, I want to warn believers in these times. Recession is going to be real. It's going to happen. But that is not your reality. That is not your truth. Your truth is prosperity. Your truth, you must focus your mind. You must focus your mind and say, no, my truth is prosperity. So that you are going to be able to accept the things that is prosperity. That is when you can attract the deals. Yes. That is when you can attract the business potential. That is when the business will come to you and say, yes, I told you just about how someone, I'm helping someone a proposal on setting up a disposable mass factory. Yeah, your mind must attract it. About $10 million to set this up. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that your mind is very important. Your mind is very important. Don't allow the concept of recession take over your mind in a post-COVID era. That's going to be the order of the day. That's going to be what everybody is saying. Yes, you can see it already. Hunger is on the massive scale on the land. You can see people begging. You can see maybe you're driving out of your house. You see a lot of people. You can see robberies. Yes, I know all of this is going to flood your mind. All of this is going to flood your mind. It's going to be so real to you. But I beg you in the name of God, you must tune your mind. You must tune your mind. You must tune your mind. You must control your mind. You must manage your mind to accept what God has in mind for you in this season. Praise God. Praise God. So never focus on the noise. Focus on the opportunities. God is going to bring in opportunities your way. Why? Because the world is at a point of inflection. One of the things you need to see is that some people are not going to recover from this. It's also a season of world transfer. Some people who have done things in a particular way, they cannot move on. So they are just going to say, I've tried my own best. And it's an opportunity to take over and say, yes, give me the baton. Let me take it from here. And that is it. Things are going to be changing. So you need to remember that. Now, let's go on to running your business in post-COVID-19. One of the things I'm going to also share with you is capital. What is capital? Capital is money. And of course, for a number of business ideas, there are business ideas you don't need capital. There are business ideas you're going to be needing capital. Depending on the business you want to do post-COVID-19, you need to ask yourself, is it a business that requires a lot of capital or a business that doesn't require a lot of capital? One of the things I would encourage people is the kind of businesses you want to start either now or post-COVID-19, try as much as possible to look for businesses that do not require a lot of capital or that requires capital within what you can bring up. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that you should focus on your ideas to start from little capital ideas. Why? Because post-COVID-19, the world is going to be in a season of fear. The people that have money will always want to take this job. I don't know what's going to happen to my money. I don't want to do anything, though. I don't want to invest, though. So they're going to be very emotional with their money. So you want to give them a basis to trust you with their money. So don't start your idea. If all the capital you have as a person is 1 million, don't start with ideas of 100 million. Except you have the network. You have the capacity to draw that kind of money. And you know, this thing is a thesis. So if today if I have an idea and my idea requires, I don't want to mention any figure, some amount of money, because of the network I have, I can attract it. 5 years ago, if I had the same idea, it would be more difficult for me to attract that same kind of capital. So we also grow. So what I'm trying to say is that look for ideas that require limited capital to start. You don't have to. So you tell me today, you say, Shola, I told you about the idea of face mask. So somebody's idea can be to first start selling it, limited capital. In fact, someone's idea can be, instead of me even importing it, after I won't import it, I'll just go and look for someone that has imported it, and I will help the person market. Then after I've done that, then I can begin to import it from China myself. After I've imported, I can begin to say, let me set up a factory in Nigeria, because the truth is, whether I like it or not, people are going to wear face masks for a long time. By the time this lockdown has to be ended, and people have to go back, and you can see, if you already see the Southwest governors already saying that effective April 24, they want to make it compulsory for people to wear face masks outside. You must listen to the news. Because sometimes the opportunities are in the news. And when you see the opportunity, when you see that kind of news, don't let the first thing say, why would they say we should do that? What is it? These people, you are wasting your time. So people are seeing that news and they are thinking. So when you see that news and you are complaining, you are fighting, you are accusing the government, you're just wasting your time. Hallelujah. Look for the opportunities. What can I quickly do? Capital, God is going to bring capital our way, but I encourage you, look for low capital requirement opportunity. There are a lot of opportunities that 100,000, 200,000 business setup. Then you move from face to face. It's also going to be a season where you need to think differently. Your greatest asset will be your ideas, not your capital. Capital is going to be messed up in the face of where we stand. Yeah, what we're facing. People's capital will be messed up. People that think they have significant capital. Look at what's happening to America. Just imagine, look at what is happening to UK. These are health systems that have been built that we felt these guys are unshakable. This morning, the United Kingdom said they have shortage of PPE, protective gears, that there are medical people where they are short of it. They don't have. Come on. So we are in a times where ideas are going to be ruling the world. So you need to go in the place of prayer and begin to ask God for mind-blowing ideas. You need to ask God for things that are hidden from even the advanced countries of this world. Things that people say, wow, you mean that came from Nigeria? Yes. Because it's a season of change. At a season of change, anybody can be anything. Yeah. So one of the things I want to also encourage you is that you need to spend time in the place of prayer for God to download these ideas. God should download, what do I need to do? How do I approach this? Spending time in the place of prayer. So, in conclusion, business post-COVID-19 is going to look different for a lot of businesses. I can tell you that. People's attitudes are going to be changing. How people approach things are going to be changing. The things people are doing in this period of lockdown, after the lockdown, some people continue in it. And you need to remember, immediately after the lockdown, don't think if Buhari says, okay, people can go back to work tomorrow, most people go back to work. I'm telling you, most people will not, because people will still say, I need my safety is more important. So international organizations will still say, tell their people to sit at home. They will still continue. I can tell you, most international organizations will still keep their people at home for at least 2 weeks to 1 month. You just continue to work remotely. And once people are used to this, after the virus is gone, people will continue in that way. Some people don't know how long this is going to be for. So change is the name of the game. In summary, change is the name of the game. The world is going through a point of inflection. The change is going to be massive. How would this, you have to ask yourself how this will impact on your business and ideas. It's very important. And you have to understand the winners and the losers. You have to ask yourself, what I'm doing is going to be among the winners or the losers. And remember, never focus on the noise. Focus on the opportunities. Never focus on the noise. Focus on the opportunities. I trust God you've been blessed. Let's share a word of Father. Thank you for this opportunity to share this with these precious ones. I thank you because by the power of the Holy Spirit, even everything I've thought this morning, we begin to be re-understood. More light comes to them by the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen.